to get this, and then and Idaho State's got to go to NAU, and they're not going to roll over dead up there, and they might leave a, they might leave everything on the floor here. You can't expect NAU to pull you out, but it's a better factor because they're a competitor this year, and I think that if Ron can win this one, there'd be a good chance that NAU could dump these guys Saturday night.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First of all, the Idaho State Bengals, 7-2 in the conference, 16-4 is their overall record, and their guard line will open up with Shabaka Land. Land at 5'10", 165 pounds. He's a junior out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and he is in his first season in the program, a junior college transfer from Lincoln College, averaging 10 points a game. The other guard, Lorenzo Watkins. Watkins at 6'1", 170 pounds, a senior from Portsmouth, Virginia, averaging 11 points a game. In the middle of the night, they start Chris Daniels, which will be the only change from the first game between these two teams. Daniels coming off the bench had a good game in the opening game between the two squads with 9 points and 8 rebounds. Daniels at 6'9", 210, a senior from Albion, Michigan. Donnell Morgan will be one of the forwards at 6'6", 215 pounds. Morgan from Tacoma, Washington, is a senior, and he averages 16 points a game. He was an all-conference performer a year ago. And then the big guy, Jim Potter, 6'9", 230-pound senior out of Boise, Idaho. Somehow the Broncos let him get away. He averages 19 points a game. He is a two-time all-conference performer, and he's a guy that I'm sure a lot of NBA scouts will be looking at a chance to make an NBA team. For the Weber State Wildcats, they will start off with the guard line of Reuben Nemhard at 6'3", 215 pounds, a senior from the Bronx in New York, second leading scorer in the league behind Jim Potter. Reuben at 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. Lewis Lofton out of Clarksdale, Mississippi, will be the other guard. Sweet Lou, 6'3", 200-pound senior, averaging 11 points a game. In the middle, the Big Bears, 6'8", 230 senior, Jeff Lunter out of Anchorage, Alaska. The forward, Kurt Smith, out of Belize City in Belize, 6'7", 215-pound senior, second-leading rebounder in the Big Sky Conference with 11 boards per game. And Jimmy DeGraffenried playing the best basketball of his Weber State career, averaging 16 points a game, 6'6", 215-pound junior out of Santaquin, Utah. Ronnie Beglin in his fourth season as head coach for the Weber State Wildcats, assisted by Jim Marcel, Mark Kaufman, Bob Lyman, and the Wildcat trainer is Joel Bass. Still some empty seats down in the lower bowl here on the student side of the D Event Center. There are some bodies up in the upper bowl, but still some seats here if you're just driving around aimlessly around town. Get to the D Event Center. Heck of a ball game on tap here tonight between the Wildcats and the Bengals. Weber State will go with their silver home uniforms. They've had outstanding luck with the silver uniforms on. As they head on out to center court, Kirk Smith. They'll be jumping it up more than likely against the 6'9 Chris Daniels as the Bengals get final instruction. Now they're being told to get on out there. Brent Kerbs, one of the three officials, telling them it is time. The officials tonight, besides Kerbs, Lonnie Dixon and Richard Ball. And here come the Bengals in their black uniforms with the white number and the orange the number. They've also got a silver stripe going down the side. Looks like the Oakland Raiders, and I think they like that type of comparison.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Here we go. Chris Daniels, Kirk Smith. Wildcats from right to left. Tip is controlled by Idaho State, and we are underway. Shabaka Lands, the junior college transfer straight away, and the Wildcats start out in a zone. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone for Weber State, and they played some tremendous zone against the Montana schools. Played it about 99% of the time.
They're really boxing chasing because they've got one-on-one. It looks like the Graffenried maybe just playing the baseline right now.
And here's Lorenzo Watkins pulling up and hitting a 12-foot jumper left angle, and Watkins with the first two of the ball game. 2-0 Bengals. Wildcats quickly down on early offense. Lewis Lawson gets it on the baseline. It's knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Weber State's basketball. 2-0 Idaho State after the jump shot by Watkins. Jeff Ledford inbounded from underneath. Bounces it into Nemhard underneath. Goes up strong. Missed the shot. Rebound. Kirk Smith goes up. Misses it, but the tip is up and in by Reuben Nemhard. Three offensive rebounds. Nemhard connects on the tip. 2-2 the score. And the Wildcats know that rebounding is going to be a very big key in this basketball game. Here's Potter way out on the wing. They come out on him and guard him in three territory. Lands in the left corner will bounce it back up and give it to Watkins straight away. Potter right wing. Again, Lewis Watson jumps out of him, slaps at the ball a couple of times. Potter dribble, drives in, and on the way through, he's traveled with it. Turnover gives it to Weber State. 18:55 to go, first half, 2-2, and Idaho State. Nembhard's going to get some backcourt pressure put on him by Lands. Lands will ride him on down across the timeline. Nembhard, right-handed, belt-high dribble over near the sideline, gives it to DeGraffenried. Bengals in a man-to-man defense. Lenford loops it over the defense to Kirk Smith, bounces it up, puts it up and misses it. Little off balance as he got too far underneath and had to come back for the shot. Missed it, the rebound to Idaho State. Quickly, Potter will launch a three, missed it, and DeGraffenried rebounds for Weber State. Potter's first shot, a little bit long for the Bengals. Nembhard, free throw line extended to the right side on the perimeter, dribbles it back out near the half-court line. 2-2 the score, 18-14 to go. Opening half of the D Event Center in Ogden. Nembhard into the corner to DeGraffenried. Daniels jumps out of him. DeGraffenried drives baseline, goes up off balance, hits the shot off the glass. Good power drive by DeGraffenried. Got a step on his man and took it baseline.
Yeah, very, very patient offensively, and that's a good sign for the Wildcats. They're not forcing. They're taking what their defense has given them, and they're not forcing. That's pretty good just early.
Here's a three up and on the way. No good by Watkins. Rebounded on the baseline by Morgan. And the Bengals retain control. Back out front it goes to Shabaka Lands. To the right side to Potter. Baseline to Daniels. Drives it in with a left-handed dribble. Goes up. Partially blocked by Lenford. It comes down in the hands of DeGraffenried. Good job by Lenford to stand his ground. And Daniels just went up and the ball found the elbow of Lenford. Settled into DeGraffenried's hands. Wildcats into the front court. 4-2 Weber State. Left angle to Lofton. Bouncing it down low. Baseline left. Jump shot by Kurt Smith. In and out. Rebounded by Morgan. Had a good look at it and a good shot, but it just wouldn't fall. 17:08 remaining first half. Wildcats lead it 4-2. Morgan fakes the jump shot, runs baseline, a running one-hander is good. First bucket by Donnell Morgan. He averages 16 a game. And we're knotted up at four. One thing about Donnell Morgan, he has played through some pain last year. His shoulder jumped out of socket two or three different times, and he was able to play through it. Here's Lofton. Three-point line left to DeGraffenried. Straight away for three. On the way. And good. DeGraffenried has been red hot from three-point territory. 45% on the year. 52% from three land in conference play. And it's 7-4 Weber State. 16:25. The tie remaining first half. Lands for three. No good. Kirk Smith up with the rebound for Weber State. Boy, Smith and Lenford were the only two players there battling for that rebound. They were boxing out with authority. Shiloh brought it down. Nembhard spins in the lane, passes out to DeGraffenried for three, left side, good! Jimmy DeGraffenried, back-to-back three. The Dutch, Ruben Nembhard, made that play by sucking in that defense with the drive.
They're really patient. They're penetrating the gap. They're waiting for the open guy, and they're not forcing. Much different than the game up there where Ruben was trying to force everything that he got a hold of.
10-4 Wildcats. Potter out on the perimeter left, back up top to Land. 15:43 remaining first half. Potter about four steps beyond the arc on the left side. Wildcats in that 1-3-1 zone. Looks like the Bengals having trouble deciphering it. Watkins takes the shot, dribbles in. It's knocked away and out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul, and it goes against Nembhard. That'll be his first. Now, this zone, Dutch, really saved the Wildcats in terms of foul trouble. On the road trip, they didn't get into any foul trouble at all with the zone being backed up and in.
Yeah, they're really, really cautious. And I think Idaho State's a little hesitant. They really don't know how, and they're waiting for something to happen. And Weber's really filling up all the passing lanes and the cutting lanes. So far, it's been a good strategy on Ron's part.
Lorenzo Watkins at the line to shoot two. That's one thing about a zone is you don't expect a Ronnie Beglin team to zone you. And it catches you by surprise because he's 99% man-to-man usually.
Yeah, and you study game films all week long and look at all the opponents and you prepare for this. Don't be surprised if he doesn't come back in the second half and play a little bit of man at you.
Watkins, an 80% free throw shooter, misses the first of two. Second one from the little senior from Portsmouth, Virginia, on the way. And this one misses. He missed a pair. Probably hasn't done that all season long. Count remains 10-4 Weber State. Wildcats with the ball into the front court. Nembhard, left-handed dribble, bounce high. Backs it out near half court between the circles now. Lands guarding him. Nembhard takes him to the hole, scoops it up, missed the layup. Kirk Smith misses the putback, and it's rebounded by the Bengals. That was an easy miss by Nembhard. He would hit that one 9 out of 10 times. Lane opened up for him. Bengals out on the perimeter. Potter almost had it stolen by Lofton. Dribbles to the free throw line, and another reach-in foul. Potter on the dribble drive. Richard Ball comes over, the lead official, and tells us that it's Ruben Nemhard again.
You know, another thing I think is a little bit different is Idaho State's not doing a lot of pressure defense. So they're letting Weaver step down in there and do about what they want to do. Idaho State, they picked him up at the half and really got in their face, and they're not as aggressive as they were in this last game.
Nemhard with two fouls, two team fouls. Potter gets the inbounds pass, knocks it down, puts up the shot, missed it. Daniels tips and misses, went for rebound. Outlet wing right to Lofton. Down court to Kirk Smith. He's on the right baseline. Stops his dribble, gives it to Lofton. Lofton double team, back out to Schaub. Top to Graffin Reed, wide open. Three on the way, this time it's short. Rebound, knocked to the floor, and a whistle and a foul. Kirk Smith, I think, is going to be called for a personal, and he will be. He knocked down Lorenzo Watkins trying to go after that rebound. First for Schaub, 13 foul against Weber State. Count remains 10-4. Weber State on top, 14-41 remaining in the opening half. Now the Wildcats have had a couple of opportunities to increase their six-point lead. They had the easy miss on the drive by Nemhard. And then DeGraffin Reed might have had that three-pointer tipped a little bit. He was wide open for a second. Then Lance came out, might have tipped it. Here's a three by Morgan, long by a long shot. Rebounded by Weber State. Kirk Smith, another board. They haven't been able to hit it from the outside. Nemhard, left angle, backs down in, puts up a shot off the glass, no good. Potter the rebound. Outlet to Lance. Lance on the run, three on two. Lance to Watkins, fakes the three. Now he'll shoot the three, and he'll hit it. Lorenzo Watkins, 37% three-point shooter, 35 of 93 on the year, and it's 10-7 Wildcat. Bengals look to be dropping back into a zone of their own. Well, now they're into the man-to-man. DeGraffin Reed leaning shot off the window. No good again, and Potter rebounds. Boy, the Wildcats have had some good shots, and they have not been able to get them to fall. Into the front court it goes to Shabaka Lance. 10-7 Weber State, 13:35 to go before halftime. Watkins out in three land. Up top he goes to Daniels. Daniels left-handed pass a little bit too hard, and it gets tipped away by Kirk Smith out of bounds. It'll be the Bengals' ball.
Still, I think Weber wants to control tempo. They don't want to get in an upbeat game and a shooting game. And that last time down before, they were a little bit late getting back. I think Weber's all right. They just haven't hit those. They've had four or five puppies in there, and they have gone down for them, but they'll go.
Brian Emery comes in. Ruben Nemhard takes the seat. Lands for three, right side. This one's no good. DeGraffin Reed rebounds. Bengals not getting many second chances after missing those long ones. 10-7 Wildcats. Emery had an outstanding game. A season-high 12 points in the first meeting up at Pocatello. He's getting pressured heavily. Takes it in, kicks to Lofton. Three-pointer, left corner, good. Lewis Lofton for three. And again, it was the point guard penetrating and dishing it out. And it's 13-7 Wildcats, just under 13 minutes to play in the half. Here's Lands over on the left wing. Cross-court pass to Watkins on the right wing. He launches a three. It's good. Watkins with 8 points and a couple of threes. Averages 11, already has 8, and it's 13-10. Watkins matches Lofton's 3, and the Wildcat lead is back to 3. Here's Emery getting a high screen from Lenfer, shades off it to the right side. Fakes left, goes right into the circle, and back out to Lofton. Man-to-man defense for the Bengals, over the defense to Lenfer, easy layup. The Bear with his first two, Lofton with a nice pass. Lenfer stealing off his defender well.
Good pass, a good over-the-top pass. The Big Bear just put a butt on him and stepped inside. Nowhere to go for the defensive man.
Usually we see that to DeGraffin Reed or Smith, but the Bear put it out through 15-10. Here's Morgan going up. He shoots, he scores, and he's fouled. Morgan with a chance for a three-point play. Got it in the perimeter. All sorts of activity among the basketball. Got it. Knocked it away for a minute, but Morgan controlled and put it up and in. That foul is Kirk Smith's second. So Nemhard and Smith with two apiece. And you mentioned Dutch foul trouble will play a key part of the ball game.
That really will, because you're going to need these kids in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the ball game.
Well, they have decided not to give it to Kirk Smith. They put it up on the scoreboard as Kirk Smith. They have changed it, and they have given it to Jeff Lenfer. That's a big, big change of heart there. Lenfer getting his first instead of Kirk Smith getting his second. Morgan with the free throw missed it. They're 0 for 3 from the free throw line. A pretty good free throw shooting team. And the count remains 15-12 in favor of Weber State. 11:57 to go in the half. Backing in is Smith out to Emery. He'll shoot a three. In and out. Rebound up for grabs. It's tipped up. Lenfer gets it. Bounces the pass down to DeGraffin Reed. Ball's on the floor. Lofton gets it. Shoots and is hammered to the floor. And he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go against Donnell Morgan. Looked like he undercut Lofton. Lofton had his feet come right out from under him.
Idaho State personal foul number 32.
Morgan with his first personal. And by the way, that's the first team foul against the Bengals in this game. So Lofton to the line, where he is chasing Jimmy DeGraffenried for the team lead in free throw shooting. Lofton 82%, just a shade below DeGraffenried, and the free throw is good. Lofton hit four crucial free throws in Bozeman, Montana, down the stretch in the last minute against the Bobcats on Saturday. 16-12, the Wildcats lead it. And Lofton hits the second. 5 points for Sweet Lou and a timeout on the floor. 11:45 to go. First half. Weber State 17. Idaho State 12. On 1430 KLO.
When you choose IHC health plans, you're choosing some of the best medical care available in the country. McKay-D Hospital and its clinics. Take success rates in open-heart surgery at the Heart Institute at McKay-D. They're among the country's best. Robert Arnold, MD, CBS medical correspondent, praised McKay-D's heart program in his book, The Best Medicine, How to Choose the Top Doctors, the Top Hospitals, and the Top Treatments. In fact, McKay-D's heart program has been cited for excellence everywhere, from Fortune magazine to the Discovery Channel. With one of the finest hospitals in Utah and 8 clinics in the Weber North Davis area, complete health care has never been so convenient or so affordable. Independent sources have proven that IHC, a not-for-profit health care system, charges 30% less than the national average. When you choose McKay-D and IHC health plans, you're choosing the easily accessible, cost-conscious, proven quality health care that's gained national recognition.
You're listening to Weber State University basketball on unforgettable AM 1430 KLO Ogden Salt Lake.
Kurt Wilson, Dutch Belknap, back at the D Event Center in Ogden, where it is 17-12. Weber State on top of Idaho State, battle for first place in the Big Sky Conference. And Wildcat basketball on KLO is brought to you by the Total Fitness Center. It's Ogden's downtown health club. From the pool and the track to the basketball courts, they feature everything for fun and fitness. Short and long-term memberships are available at the Total Fitness Center, 550 25th Street in Ogden.
Thank you.
Now the Bengals will have the ball, trailing by five. Lands will bring it on down. Ron Harwell has checked into the lineup, a little guard replacing Lorenzo Watkins in the lineup. Wildcats still in that 1-3-1 zone. Watkins is still in there, so they've gone a little bit smaller. Donnell Morgan is not in there. A travel violation. Watkins on the perimeter, head fake, and then headed to the bucket, but he traveled before he did. Turnover gives it to Weber State. Lenford gets it in the backcourt to Emery, and Lands is going to put some heavy man-to-man pressure on Brian Emery as he brings it across the timeline. Emery, very cool customer, bounces it up top to Smith, down low toward DeGraffenried, over the defense, knocked away and out of bounds off Idaho State. Now, DeGraffenried got his mitts on it, but just couldn't handle it, and it was tipped away.
You got a little deep on that baseline. You got to keep yourself a little bit farther away, so you got room to step in and catch that ball in case it's overthrown.
Wildcats inbounded. Emery straight away between the circles. High screen by Lenford to Kirk Smith, straight away to Lenford, and back door to Emery. Wide open, easy layup. Right hand, left side for Brian Emery. And they did that a little bit up at Pocatello with some success.
Yeah, anytime that you're really getting forced and overplayed, it's a great play. A back door, a no-look back door, and Weber's taking advantage of that defensive mistake.
19-12, Wildcats. 10:45 to go before halftime. Watkins has the zone come out on him to Lands, left side. He's going to dribble the baseline and then retreat back to the perimeter. Here's Potter. He has taken one shot in this game. To Watkins for a three straight up. Mandy hits it. Boy, Watkins is red hot. Three threes and 11 points here in the opening half. And it's 19-15. Weber State on top. 11 of the 15 points for Idaho State belonging to Lorenzo Watkins. Here's Emery. A couple of high screens. Doesn't get away. Stops the dribble. And he gets it back out to Kirk Smith. Smith hands it back to Emery. 16 on the Weber State shot clock as we near the midway point of this first half. Here's Emery, stopping, faking the three, bouncing to the corner. DeGraffenried drives the baseline, puts up a shot, and he hits it. That one almost wanted to come out, but DeGraffenried able to get a good roll on it, and he has 10 points. 21-15. Wildcats on top of the Bengals. 1-3-1 zone, Emery on the top. Lenfer and Loft in the wings, Kirk Smith in the middle, and DeGraffenried playing center field in the back, having to roam that baseline. Watkins straight up, a couple of steps beyond the arc. Left side, they give it to Lands, the free throw line to Potter. He gets triple teamed, puts his head down, doesn't get a whistle as he bullies in, shoots and misses, and the rebound goes off the hands of a Bengal out of bounds. Like Potter looked like he was backing, ducking in like a goat with his head and bopping him away.
Got away with a big offensive foul there. Just ducked his head and ran him with his shoulder. It's amazing when you have three officials, one of them that doesn't see something like that.
Wildcats with a ball and a six-point lead. Lenfer on the right wing, holding it high with two hands, giving it in the corner to Lofton. Give and go to Lenfer, off the glass and good. Lenfer with four, Lofton the assist. Nice little roll move and a good pass from Lofton. The Bear has four. It's 23-15, 9 minutes to play first half. Watkins on the perimeter right, over to Lands on the perimeter left. Lands to Watkins, again the Bengals. Not really sure what to do with that 1-3 zone. They'll shoot the three again. It's Lands, and he'll hit it. Boy, they continue to hit the threes. Lands with his first points of the night. He turns and has a few words to say to the Weber State student section, which is mostly comprised of Weber State football players down in the bottom row. 23-18, Wildcats on top. Kirk Smith toward half court, toward Lenfer, and it's in the back rim, back call. Not a good pass by Kirk Smith. Substitution for the Bengals, Nate Green will see his first action. Green at 6'8", 240 pounds, replacing the guard Ron Harwell. Green, a sophomore out of Kansas City, so they go from small to big with Morgan Green and Potter, along with the two little guards, Watkins and Lance. There's Potter, three-point territory. Pass down low toward Green, knocked away by Lenfer. Did a good job fronting and reaching that hand in and slapping it away. Here's Andy Smith seeing his first Weber State action of the night. 6'8" junior from West Valley City. Reuben Nemhard's back in. Brian Emery will sit.
Yeah, the only thing that's really hurt Weber so far is that outside shooting, and I don't think that's going to continue. If they can continue to stop the inside game, keep that ball out of Potter's hands, I think they're online as far as their game plan right now, Kurt.
Rob Preston also into the Idaho State lineup, and Potter can't find anybody to get it into. He calls a timeout, and it's going to be a 20-second timeout, so we will leave it right here. 23-18, Weber State on top, 8 minutes and 16 seconds remaining here in the half. Wildcats basketball brought to you by Young Chevrolet Geo and Young Pontiac Cadillac GMC Truck. Your best selection of GM cars and trucks in northern Utah right here in Layton. Also brought to you by Your Valet with seven locations in the Weber Davis area. Your Valet Fine Dry Cleaners, proud to be a sponsor of Weber State Basketball. Serving all of your clothing care needs, Your Valet. Also brought to you by Supersonic Car Wash, your soft touch car wash. Winter snow, mud, and salt can kill your car. This can be the best friend your car ever had. Supersonic, 3851 Riverdale Road in Ogden. Bengals back out on the court again. They've got that big lineup. Preston, Potter, and Green. Lands and Watkins on the perimeter, and they kick it into Watkins. Wildcats look to be in a man-to-man now, and they are. Nemhard is guarding Lands. Preston goes down low to Green. Little jump hook, a runner right-hander, no good. Rebound, Lewis Lofton. Wildcat guards are very good rebounders. That's why they are out-rebounding opponents by an average of 9 per game. Lofton getting his first of the night. Lofton's running the point. They want Nemhard to post it up on the smaller guard. Here's a pass knocked away toward the baseline, toward Lofton from Lenfer, but it'll be Weber State's ball. That's, we've seen this a lot this year, where they will put somebody else at the point and let Nemhard post it up.
Yeah, Ruben's very strong. He really holds his position well, plays well with his back to the basket for a guard, and that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Nemhard
down and on the block.
And Nemhard has Lands on him. Lands at 5'10", 160 pounds. Nemhard 6'3", 215. Nemhard underneath, a great look to the Graffery for an easy lay-in. Graffery with a dozen. Boy, that was an outstanding needle pass to the Graffery.
Great touch pass.
25-18 the score. Weber State leading Idaho State. 7:20 to go. That's the time remaining in the opening half. Preston to Green. Green straight up. Back to Preston, left side. They're looking for Potter, but the Wildcats doing a good job. The Graffenried's got him. Now Potter has it on the low block. Little jump shot up, no good, but he's fouled. That's only the second shot Potter has attempted. He's still scoreless in this game, but he'll get a chance at the free throw line.
Number 50, Andy.
They give the foul to Andy Smith.
I think when he gets that low, I think Ron wants him to front, and I think he wants to get some weak side help. Potter's got a couple inches and a few pounds on him, and I think he just wants him to get in front of him and make it hard for him to make that entry pass.
Well, Potter looking for his first points. He averages 19 a game to lead the Big Sky Conference, and his free throw is good. So we'll look at the clock and show 7:08. Wildcats shut him down for almost 13 minutes here in this first half. batter, a good free throw shooter, 75% on the year. Right-hander is good with the second. Couple of points on the night now for the senior out of Boise, Idaho. 25-20, Weber State by five as we count it down to 7 minutes remaining first half. Here's Andy Smith, turns and faces on the perimeter to DeGraffin Reed, Preston on him. Here's a little roll by Nembhard, jumps it up and shoots it and scores it on the left baseline, 10-foot jumper. 4 points for Nembhard, 27-20. Wildcats topping the Bengals here in the first half. Here's Lands, and underneath we've got a whistle and a foul. Somebody pushed DeGraffin Reed about 10 feet out of the key, and the Bengals are whistled for the foul on the offensive end.
Yeah, Nate Green, really a cheap shot. Both hands to the throat, and the official caught that. I mean, he had to catch it, about knocked his helmet off, but it was a good call on the official.
So Green gets his first. That's only two team fouls against Idaho State here in the first half, and we've got 6:35 remaining in the half. A 7-point Weber State lead. Preston knocks it away, but Andy Smith gets it back. Smith on the perimeter, over the defense to Nembhard. Nembhard lays it up and in. Well, he didn't post him up, but he was able to seal him off and get the looping pass again.
That's exactly what they want. They want a one-on-one with Reuben down low with a smaller guard on top of him.
29-20, Cats by nine. Here's a pass there. Potter goes up strong and shoots it and hits it off the glass. Potter's first field goal, and it's 29-22. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Nembhard taking it to the hole on the baseline. He's fouled on the dribble drive. And that'll be the third team foul against the Bengals. And I think it's going to be Shabaka Lands, and it will be his first personal. Here comes Tracy Thomas into the ball game. Donnell Morgan ready to check back in for Idaho State. But before they can, we've got a timeout. We'll break. 5:58 to go, opening half of the D Event Center in Ogden. Weber State 29, Idaho State 22 on 1430 KLO.
Right now may be a great time to check into a flexible premium deferred annuity from your Farm Bureau agent in Clearfield. The current earning rate is 6.60% with a guaranteed rate of 3%. This annuity may be used.
Center, Wildcats leading by 7, 29-22. And Dutch Belknap, most of the Bengals' offense has been from the perimeter. Donnell Morgan with only 4 points, and Jim Potter with only 4 points so far. And a total of 4 three-pointers for the Bengals, keeping them alive in this one.
Yeah, I think their defensive plan is good. They're keeping them out of the middle. They're making them shoot the long bombs. And Weber's getting pretty well what they want offensively.
Wildcats will have the ball underneath their own bucket. Lenfer and bounces it to Nembhard underneath, and he's fouled on the way up for a shot. Reuben will shoot two. So Nembhard going to the free throw line for the first time. Dutch, they've used that inbounds play twice now, and they've been able to bounce it in underneath very close to the hoop, and they've been able to get it in both times in pretty good shape. A little new wrinkle to that inbounds play the Wildcats have. So Nembhard at the line. Wildcats tonight are 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Nemhard's first shot is good. Improved is Reuben Nembhard at the free throw line.
Oh, I think tremendously, and I think he's concentrating. He's got good mechanics, getting the ball up over his head and shooting the ball up high, I think, very, very well.
And as we say that, we jinx him. He misses the second one, but on the rebound, Tracy Thomas skies up in the air, knocks it off Nate Green, and the Wildcats will get it back in. 30-22, Wildcats with the basketball. Nembhard fakes right, goes left in the lane, off-balance fall away, no good. Got a lot of contact, no whistle. Long rebound, comes down to the Bengals. Over on the left side, Con Cotton, the true freshman from Little Rock, and he's pushed as he rolls it around the perimeter. Just a little ticky-tack push. Lewis Lofton is going to be whistled for the foul, his first of the night. Six team fouls against Weber State. The Bengals still not shooting. 5 minutes and 41 seconds to go in the first half. Preston to inbound it. Gets it into Watkins. Watkins to Morgan. Free throw line jumper wide open. Off the back iron and it falls through. Not a good looking shot, but it gets the job done. And Morgan has 6 points. 30-24. Lofton now at the point guard again with Nembhard working it down low. Then Reuben pops up on the perimeter. Lofton dribbles in, dishes underneath, and Tracy Thomas finds Lenfer driving to the bucket, gives him a good pass, and Lenfer lays it in. The Bear has 6 points. Good look by Tracy Thomas. Little push pass. Here's Morgan again, traveling in the lane, and they caught him. Brett Curb finally caught the travel with a little help from the Weber.
Yeah, that time Weber went back into the zone, and I think it kind of threw the timing off. They didn't know whether to dribble or to pass, and he walked with it. Weber is back, sitting back in that zone now, trying to stop that inside game that got hurt a couple times prior to that.
Nembhard has the freshman Cotton on him. We'll see if Reuben can take the freshman down low. Lenfer out on the perimeter. Takes a couple of dribbles to the right corner. Bounces it down on the low block to Nembhard. Nembhard gets triple teamed, and they call him for a travel violation. Now, Cotton was behind them. Preston and Morgan converged on him. And Rubin caught for a travel violation. 32-24, Weber State on top. 4:44 to go, first half. Here's Cotton with the dribble across the timeline. Wildcats drop back into a man-to-man this time. Preston in the corner for Watkins, who shoots a three, and he scores it. Watkins with his fourth three. He has 14 points, more than half of the Bengals' 27. And it's 32-27. There's Nembhard. He's got Cotton on him again. Lenfer way out on the perimeter to Smith. Smith spins it in the lane, drives it down under to Nembhard, who lays it in again. Nembhard from Andy Smith. And again, the penetration draws the defense, leaving somebody wide open underneath. 34-27 during the four-minute mark remaining in the half. Morgan up top to Preston. Preston for three. Oh, way off the mark. Almost broke the backboard on the right side. Didn't draw iron. And the Wildcats with the rebound. Lofton right wing to Thomas. Thomas over the defense. Down low to Nembhard. Off balance shot. Missed it, but he's fouled. Boy, Tracy Thomas has come on for a couple of minutes of strong work off the bench.
Good pass inside, and again, they're not able to handle Rubin down low. Rubin just got too much size, too much strength for the guards, and they've got to either get a bigger guard on there, or Rubin's going to have a heyday down low.
Second straight game, the Wildcats get some outstanding minutes in the first half from their bench. Here comes Kirk Smith and Jimmy DeGraffenried back in the ballgame, and Andy Smith will head off the floor. Well, in Bozeman, they got some outstanding work from Justin Nielsen off the bench, a five-minute span. Nembhard misses the free throw, so he's now missed two in a row after we started talking about how much he's improved at the free throw line.
We better not jinx him. Just stand up there, Rubin, knock him down.
Rubin looking for double digits. He has 9 points tonight. Second free throw. This one is on the way and good. Just about didn't make it. It was a rope, and this was able to fall through. 35-27. Weber State leading Idaho State. These two teams tied for first place in the Big Sky. To the free throw line, Morgan gets knocked away by Kirk Smith. It goes to the half-court line where it's picked up by the Bengals' Watkins. Man-to-man defense. Watkins to the right corner. Back to Morgan. Drives to the free throw line. Backs in. Picks it out to Preston. And out to Lands. Lands now dribbling the perimeter. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Alley-oop to Preston, and he lays it in. Preston with his first two. Lands with the assist. And it's 35-29 with 3:09 to go in the half. Nembhard pushes it on the perimeter on a bounce to Tracy Thomas. Thomas has Potter on him. Down low again, Nembhard up and in. Ruben Nembhard getting down low, and they're finding him. And Tracy Thomas with another good pass. Boy, Tracy Thomas providing a spark off the bench, and he hits a steal. Thomas steals ahead to Nembhard. Only Preston to beat. Nembhard dunks it. It counts, and he's fouled. Crowd to their feet, and Herb Williams in the face of the officials. And Nembhard wants a piece of Preston, I do believe. No, now they wave off the basket. Oh, the official Brent Kurtz, who ruled the bucket good, gets waved off. You know, Dutch, as much as I would have liked to have seen that one, I think it's probably a good call, because if the official blew his whistle where I thought he did, it was before.
Yeah, he caught him out there a couple dribbles before. But it's amazing that the coach can go out on the floor and the official change the call.
Well, it's not even a shooting foul. It's six team fouls. The Wildcats inbound it. Nembhard saves it on the near sideline. Gets it to Lofton. Up top to DeGraffenried. Right wing to Tracy Thomas. Down low. Kirk Smith bounces in. Lays it up and in over Morgan. Kirk Smith with his first bucket of the game. A 10-point lead.
Boy, they're really looking for each other. Really great passing. If they had a bad practice yesterday, they're having a good practice today.
Here's Morgan straight away. Dribbles it once to the free throw line. Goes up to DeGraffenried. Partially blocks it. The rebound tipped out, but the Bengals get it. Watkins for a three. A long three. This one high off the back iron. No good. Rebound Nembhard. Nembhard fakes a full court pass with a little pump fake, and he brings it down and slows it down. As we near the two-minute mark, Wildcats leading by 10. We're in the first half of the D of N Center, campus of Weber State University. Kurt Wilson and Dutch Belknap underneath Thomas to Lofton, who lays it in.
Oh,
I tell you what, the Wildcats might be shooting 60% from the field in this half.
They're really giving them plenty offensively. They're pinning that defensive guy away from the basket, and the passing is exceptionally sharp. They're throwing it to the open lane, and they're just cutting apart with their offense right now.
And a timeout on the floor, their largest lead. A minute 43 to play. First half will break. Wildcats 41, Bengals 29 at 14:30 KLO.
It's R.C. Willie's President's Weekend Sale.
One of the biggest home furnishing events of the year.
Through Monday, during R.C. Willie's store-wide President's Weekend Sale, you can choose from one of America's largest selections of furniture, electronics, mattresses, and major appliances.
All at fantastic prices just for this weekend event.
All of America's most famous name brands.
Including IBM, Apple, Sealy, Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Maytag, Zenith, RCA, Lane, Pioneer, and hundreds more.
Use R.C. Willie's instant credit and defer your first payment till June. Ask for details.
And there's free delivery, too.
With any new purchase of $99, R.C. Willie will even include a free apple or cherry pie.
Saturday, there's free hot dogs and soft drinks for the whole family. Look for the two giant R.C. Willie circulars in your paper filled with examples of the savings.
It's R.C. Willie's President's Weekend event now at all R.C. Willie stores in Syracuse, Murray, Kearns West Valley, and in Orem.
One of the biggest home furnishing events of the year.
Don't miss it.
This is the 5,000-watt Wildcat. Unforgettable AM 1430. KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Minute 43 to go. First half, 41-29. Weber State leading Idaho State. Been a game of great passing by the Wildcats. The game plan has been worked to perfection. Reuben Nemhard and Jimmy DeGraffenried with 12 points apiece. Bengals led by Lorenzo Watkins, who has 14 of the 29 Bengal points. Wildcats going to drop back into the zone again. Lofton chasing them. Now he runs back into it, 1-3-1. Potter for three, no good. Rebounded, Tracy Thomas. Thomas has put up as solid a 4 minutes here in the first half as he's played all season long, and he had a great game up at Boise State. Nemhard gets a lot of contact from Ron Harwell with a bump, doesn't get a whistle. Tracy Thomas on the perimeter to Lofton straight away. Lofton's going to dribble drive. Now we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. And it's going to go against the Bengals, and they whistle it on Lorenzo Watkins' first. Boy, there is a lot of contact out there, physical game so far.
Yeah, Herb's really crying. I mean, the kid hadn't checked him and armed him all the way through. Weber's really holding his composure under all this extensive pressure.
Lewis Lofton at the free throw line with a minute 9 to go in the half. That is the seventh team foul against Idaho State. Lofton, 7 points, make it 8 as he drains the first free throw. Perfect on the night at the charity line, 3 out of 3. Ryan Emery going to check in for Reuben Nemhard. Nemhard will sit out the last minute plus with a couple of personal fouls. They don't want him to pick up a third. Lofton ready for the second free throw. 42-29. And Lofton's free throw is no good. DeGraffenried rebounds. We've got a whistle. I'm not sure exactly where that's coming from. It's a lane violation against Idaho State. And I didn't think it was a foul. DeGraffenried came out of nowhere to get a rebound. But the lane violation against the Bengals will give Lofton another chance. Rob Preston comes out. And Patrick Lee, a seldom used bench player, a junior from Pocola, Oklahoma, comes into the Idaho State lineup. Lofton takes advantage, nailing the free throw. 9 points, 43-29, a minute 5 to play before halftime. Wildcats in that zone defense. It's more like a 2-3 zone now. Up top they go to Harwell. Harwell left side to Watkins. He'll shoot a 3, missed it this time. DeGraffenried tries to run down the board. He saves it into Harwell. Harwell goes in and cuts the block to shot. Clean block by Shaba. That'll teach Harwell to go in among the trees. 36 seconds to go in the half, 10 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. Wildcats with the ball in a 14-point lead. Kirk Smith holding it high straight away. Takes a couple of dribbles. He's going to shoot an 18-foot jumper. It's off the front iron, rebounded by Morgan with 21 seconds to go. That wasn't the shot that the Wildcats wanted. Wildcats back up into that 2-3 zone again. 13, 12 seconds remaining in the half. Watkins to Lee on the right side. 8 seconds to go. Lee with a dribble. 7, 6. He takes a rainbow jumper. No good, but a whistle and a foul And Lee, I think, might be shooting three. Lofton picks up the personal, and it is going to be a three-shooting foul. He was shooting the three, so he gets three. And that's a big mistake. Couple mistakes, Kirk Smith's jump shot, and now this one, because Patrick Lee doesn't play much. He's not going
to
hit that.
He pointed to his foot. He said he fouled him with his foot. We couldn't see it from where we're sitting here. Apparently, he kicked him as he went by.
So Patrick Lee gets three free throws. The first is no good. He's a 71% free throw shooter, but again, he just doesn't play a whole. This is a guy who, so far this season, averages 3 points a game and has attempted only seven free throws all year long. And he hits this one, rattles it in for his first point of the night.
20-second
timeout is called by Weber State's Ronnie Beglin. They set up what they hope will be a final shot with 4.6 seconds remaining in the half. Wildcat basketball here on KLO is brought to you by the Bank of Utah. If you're over 50, you can expand your horizon with a top 50 platinum checking account. Check the savings and value of top 50 platinum only at the Bank of Utah. Member FDIC, equal opportunity housing lender. Also brought to you by Fitzgerald Bowling Center in Roy. They invite you to stop in for open bowling weekdays 9 to 5 and all day on Sunday. Monte Carlo Bowling Tuesday nights from 9 p.m. Fitzgerald Family Bowling Center. Patrick Lee will line up for his third of three free throws with 4.6 seconds remaining here in the first half. Weber State leading it by 13 points, 43-30. Lee out of Pecola, Oklahoma, junior college transfer. Taking his time, finding the laces to his liking, launches it and scores it. So he hits two of three. And now full court press employed by the Bengals. Wide open Kirk Smith, but it's knocked away by Harwell. 2 seconds at half court. A shot by Harwell up and missed it. And that signals the end of the first half.
Weber State 43.
Well, a good solid Weber State first half. 43-31 Wildcats. And we'll be back to recap it after this on 1430 KLO.
Have you ever wondered how to get premium quality enlargements? It's easy. Bring your negatives to Owens Custom Color Lab at 16th and Washington in Ogden. You won't find a comparable combination of quality, speed, and price anywhere else. At Owens, you can request burning, dodging, custom sizes, cropping, mounting, spraying, or retouching. You always receive volume discounts and careful balancing of density and color. The Enlargement Specialists, Owens Custom Color Lab.
Hills Furniture Square is proud to support Weber State basketball. In shopping for quality furniture or Serta mattresses, make sure you see Hills Furniture Square. Hills absolutely has Utah's best sofa selection. Nobody has more styles, colors, and variety. They also have over 100 deluxe catnapper recliners. And for a great night's sleep, the world's best mattress from Serta. Hills Furniture Square in Ogden.
It's a shame seeing those garden tools hanging up helplessly in the garage, but you know spring is still a few storms away, and you may be wondering what Intermountain Farmers has to offer you now. Well, even as we speak, the IFA specialists are meeting with vendors and other experts designing inventories and planning for the outdoor growing season ahead. We're buying seeds, fertilizer, weed, and pest control products, so when you need them, we'll be prepared. And frankly, with all the new ideas and products coming out, it's good we've got a little bit of time. And now's the time for you to be designing your garden and planning for the outdoor season, too. Maybe this is the year to put in a hedge or try some different kinds of vegetables or flowers. And while you're thinking, come on into IFA for some help with your questions. We can tell you what's hot and what's not. Let us help you get a head start on your yard and garden this spring.
We're still serving your needs at home and on the farm. We're IFA.
Weber State University basketball on Unforgettable AM 1430 KLO, Ogden, Salt Lake.
Along with Dutch Belknap, I'm Kurt Wilson back at the D Event Center. 43-31, the Wildcats leading Idaho State in this battle for first place in the conference. Dutch, it looks to me like the Wildcats' game plan is to obviously stop the inside game of Idaho State, which they've done. Offensively, they've been able to get some seal-offs underneath, get some good passes, and ultimately I think they're shooting a good clip, maybe close to 60% in this first half, and a 12-point halftime lead.
Yeah, they've done very well on both ends of the floor. First of all, the zone is kind of throwing Idaho State out of sync. They're not getting anything inside. They've had some three-point plays. They've had a couple of loose ball baskets in there. But on the other end, Weber is really patient in running their offense. They're looking, they're cutting, they're posting up on the smaller players, and their interior passing is excellent. So I think at this point in time, they're online as far as their game plan is concerned.
And the Wildcats led by Reuben Nemhard and Jimmy DeGraffenried with 12 points apiece. And Idaho State getting 14 from Lorenzo Watkins, including 4 3-pointers. But when you look down the line, Jim Potter has scored only 4 points. Donnell Morgan with only 6 points. So the entire Bengal offense has come from the perimeter shooting of Lorenzo Watkins. Wildcats lead them at the break, 43-31. Boyd Harris will be by next with scores and highlights from games around the nation right after this break on 1430 KLO.
Medical Home Health Equipment can assist you with all of your medical needs. They can support medicine such as ankle, wrist, elbow, and knee supports, including those custom-fit braces and supports prescribed by a physician. You can count on Medico to help you feel and perform your best. Medico processes Medicare, primary and secondary insurance, and for your convenience, Medico has free home delivery. And on-call emergency service 24 hours a day. Medico, 206 West 36th Street, just north of the Newgate Mall.
Toyota of Ogden is proud to be a Weber State supporter. Toyota of Ogden strives to make everything at their dealership a cut above, from showroom to selection to service. And their high customer satisfaction rating shows they've succeeded. From the moment you walk into the elegantly appointed Toyota of Ogden showroom, you know your car buying experience will be something special. Visit soon with their exceptional salespeople